It's Computer Corner on the Fifth Dimension Radio Network.
Computer Corner is the show for free. Gene Mitchell is the guy for me. Press Control, Alt, Delete, and close your eyes. Forget your problem and call the computer guys. Disk drives, Wi-Fi, freeware, virus scare. This is the show, and away we go.
Computer Corner, we are here.
It's 8 o'clock, and on the Fifth Dimension Radio Network, it's time for the Computer Corner Show with your host, Gene Mitchell. Gene will have the latest computer news and information for you. He'll answer your email questions. You can email Gene at gene@5dradio.com. Now, here's your host, Gene Mitchell.
Good morning. It is Saturday, May 24th. And we are live on WCHE 1520 AM and 95.3 FM. Also streaming on 5DRadio.com. This is the Computer Corner Radio Show, and I am your host, Gene Mitchell. The show is originating from our studios in Honeybrook, Chester County. Also a remote connection to Mesa, Arizona. I have over 35 years experience building and repairing PCs, also cleaning and ridding computers from all kinds of malware, which includes spyware, trojans, adware, malvertising, pop-ups, viruses, hijacking, ransomware, worms, keyloggers, rootkits, rogue software, backdoors, scareware, creeperware, stalkerware, fleeceware, quishing, brushing, catfishing, and vishing. My co-host is online. Good morning, Joe Mischko. Whoops, I forgot to push my button. Try it again, Joe. With all the trouble we had, Joe is here. Say yes. Hi again.
Hi, Gene.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yes. Joe is a security consultant and information technology specialist. He set up security systems for large nationally known corporations and has even chased some of the bad guys. You're going to have to let me know if you want me to change what I say.
No, that's fine.
Okay, anyway, our show comes with some special warnings. I'm going to change the order. Anything you click on can and will be used against you. Every company in the world is collecting data from and on you. Pop-ups and other special messages that appear on your computer screen may not be what they appear to be. The bad guys are putting the phone numbers to call and error messages in front of you in hopes that you will call them. And the third one, out of order, 1.3 million malicious ads are viewed daily, and the reason I put it out of order is I need to talk about it. I went to collect the news this week, and on Monday, I go check the very first one, Ziff Davis News, and I click on it. I have little shortcuts to click on. I click on it, and there's a very good story on there. I forget which one it was. But I got really turned off because my computer screen lit up. I had two notifications at the same time about malware in my computer. So that sent me wild for about 3 hours trying to figure out what to do. And I'm going to explain what I had to do. The first thing I did was try to restart the computer. Came back up and the error messages were still there. So then I figured I had to go to Plan B. I had Adaware on my computer from last time I ran it. So I clicked on it and ran it, and it went out and did an update and scanned my computer, and it found one little thing that it took out, but it did not get my screen clear of the messages. The next thing I did is I was starting to really get worried. I went to the task manager to see if I could find what was running. And nothing showed up out of the ordinary other than the fact my browser was open. And, of course, that's where the error messages was coming from. So the next thing I did was I opened up the Edge browser, because it was the Chrome browser that collected the bad stuff, opened up Edge and went directly to Malwarebytes and downloaded the latest Malwarebytes antivirus. Ran it, and it found the two infections that were popping up on my screen and removed it. And at that point, when it was done, I rebooted the computer and went and did it again just to make sure it was gone. The error messages were gone. But the whole procedure from when it wound me up trying to figure out what happened, and of course there were a couple of steps I tried in between. I screwed around with the task manager. I thought for sure I'd see something different in the task manager, but I didn't. But I got it. I nailed it. And there's the one that we talk about. 1.3 million malicious ads are viewed daily. That was a hot one that probably Ziff Davis had no idea was on there until somebody probably complained to it. It wasn't me. But for the rest of the news collection, I stayed away from Ziff Davis because somebody's obviously not keeping tabs on what's going on. Anyway, let's continue on. The purpose of the show is to provide the latest computer news and information, help to our listeners. We do that when you send your questions by email. You can email your questions or comments while we're on the air live Saturday morning or any time during the week. Our email address is gene@5dradio.com. G-E-N-E for Gene, and use the number 5, 5dradio.com. And just say hello. Your emails are always welcome, just to say hello if you don't have a question. With that said, I'd like to thank BNet. That's B like the bumblebee, and that's because BNet gave us our 5dradio.com's website, server space where all of our podcasts are stored and available. They also gave us our email address, all for free for the show. Okay, with that said, if you miss any show or part of a show, you can listen to any of our 20-plus years of podcast, best found on links from our own webpage at 5dradio.com. There's also a collection of our podcasts on iTunes. And if for some reason you don't get our show on the radio, check our website at 5dradio.com. If you don't hear us on 5dradio.com, check 953wche.com. And usually when something goes wrong, as long as I have internet access, I would post something on our webpage. So you can always look there to see if something's going on. Okay, let's take a quick look at the weather for Chester County. Partly sunny today, high near 61. Tonight, mostly clear, low near 44. Sunday, mostly sunny, high near 66. Can you do better than that, Joe?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, yesterday was 104.
Is that all?
Yeah, in the shade. But
you should have turned the oven off.
Yeah, today it is cooling down to the mid to high 90s. Sunny all the way, mid to high 90s. Wednesday's going to hit 99. And then the rest of the 10 day shows over 3 digits. Where next weekend it will be around the same temperature as yesterday, 103, 104.
Okay, with that said, the weather report brought to you by the Chinese and Russian hackers. Just click on the links in your emails and get free malware that will really mess up your computer. All right, it is now time to take a look at our computer news and headlines, mostly provided by Computer World and PC World, a little bit by Fox News. I tried to get some by Ziff Davis. CNET's own and Ziff Davis are basically one company, but they do have different websites. With that, what happened on Monday, I stayed away from both of them. So I will probably... Oh, my wife asked me, why do I have two cell phones on my desk? And it's the first she ever asked me that question. The reason I do, I have my old cell phone that doesn't get cell service, but that's what I'm using right now if I want to check a website out that somebody gives me a link. So if something goes screwy on that cell phone, I don't have anything else I need to worry about.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So anyway, with that said, let's get into, let's see, I told you where it's all coming from, all sponsored by EULA. That stands for End User License Agreement, and that's basically what we call our sponsor. Actually, it's our weekly reminder to check your agreement before you do any downloads and click OK. Here we go. ARM's ubiquitous CPU cores gets new, less confusing names. What ARM is changing is the name of the platform to signify what purpose the chips will be used for. Now, for example, an ARM core designed for mobile will be known as Lumix, while an ARM core designed for PC will be known as Neva. ARM will use Zena as an automotive brand, Orbis for IoT, and Neoverse for an infrastructure product.
Yeah, that's Zena.
That Zena?
Like the warrior princess.
Okay. Well, I'll allow her to be there too. Okay. Well, anyway, that's not as confusing as Intel, is it?
No, it actually is easier to figure out, so that's kind of cool.
I liked when Intel had the Core i3, i5, i7, and i9, and now they're making it more confusing.
Yeah, but there were no particular characteristics for the i7, i5, i9, i3, because they, you know, I would have thought that it would have been the number of cores, right?
Yep.
No, it's not true.
You know, you can get an i7 that's more powerful, or an i5 that's more powerful than an i7.
Yes, I know.
And that's what doesn't
make sense.
I know, and
I have a laptop that's an i3, 11th generation i3, and it has, oh gosh, it's got 8 threads? It's an i3.
Well, anyway, so much for confusion. Okay. Oh, we have more confusion coming up in the news. Microsoft is bringing back Windows 10 secondhand display after backlash. Last month's clock user interface change will be reverted with an optional Windows update later this month. Basically, you could click on the clock in the lower right-hand corner and get a clock display that displayed the seconds. They took that away. Now they're going to give it back to us. They're confused out there.
Yeah, they keep on telling us that it's going to lose support in October, and I don't believe any of it because when people get angry, they fix it.
Yep, that's true. Okay, Windows 10 PCs are locking and crashing after May's security update. This month's patch Tuesday is causing headaches for some Windows 10 users, including BitLocker recovery issues and blue screen crashes. I thought they were getting rid of the blue screen crashes.
Oh gosh. Yep. See, here's the Windows 10 screw ups now.
Yep. Okay, fake AI voice scammers are now impersonating government officials. The FBI issued an alert stating the government employees are being targeted with AI faked voices. Somebody calls you on the phone, even though you recognize the voice, it may not be that person.
So they can also sample you and make AI voice out of you with just a hello.
Yeah, and then if they got somebody else in your family's phone number, they'll call them and say you've been kidnapped or something or other. All kinds of fake stuff's going on. VPN Secure faces backlash after axing lifetime subscriptions. Lifetime subscriptions for thousands of VPN secure users were suddenly cut with no notice. That reminds me of the warranties they used to advertise, lifetime warranty on the modems that they put out. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And
well, there's a lot of scams with the lifetime warranties that are lifetime is 5 years.
Well, not only that, if they discontinue the product line after 1 year, that's the end of the warranty there. The lifetime is the product line.
Right. It's your lifetime, their lifetime, till they're sold and they no longer use the same name. You know, that kind of thing.
So be leery of lifetime. Okay, another biggie. Verizon wins FCC approval for $20 billion Frontier merger. By updating and expanding Frontier's existing network in 25 states, Verizon will not only bring fiber to more communities, but could potentially match or surpass its internet competitor, AT&T Fiber. The merger is also expected to speed the transition from copper line networks to high speed options. Frontier's right out here in this neighborhood, Joe.
Yeah, well, I just scheduled for G Fiber, Google Fiber, for Wednesday. 3 gig up, 3 gig down. They don't charge you rent for any of the equipment. And it's $100.
Do they give you the seat belt and airbag to go with it?
Yeah, well, the fact is, I think I only have two computers that have Wi-Fi 6 or Wi-Fi 6E on them to be able to take advantage of the full 3 gigabits, but it definitely, the up and down is the big deal for me.
Okay, Microsoft releases emergency hotfix for Windows 10 May update issues. It's about time. Microsoft has released an out-of-band Windows 10 update for systems experiencing issues and crashes. That's the update we were talking about a few stories back. Congress proposes 10-year ban on state AI regulations. House Republicans add sweeping moratorium to budget bill. Analysts warn of regulatory vacuum. The proposed legislation stated that no state or political subdivision thereof may enforce any law or regulation regulating artificial intelligence models, artificial intelligence systems, or automated decision systems. And that's for 10 years. Industry experts warn that this potential regulatory vacuum will become precisely when AI systems are becoming more powerful and persuasive across the U.S. society. Employee monitoring in the home office, tools to counter micromanagement. Working from home can stress the trust between an employer and employee, with some micromanagers using spy software for control and employees responding with technical solutions such as Mouse Mover. They've been doing this for several years, ever since COVID.
Yeah, Microsoft's suite also, you know, their 365 suite, mm-hmm. Does actually, you can get data from that to see how active the employee is.
Microsoft to cut an estimated 6,000 employees, layoffs to affect all levels, teams, geographies, the company said. Microsoft extends Windows 10 support, but only for Microsoft 365 users. Microsoft says that Windows 10 users can continue using Microsoft 365 apps like Word or Excel well past the October date when Windows 10 support expires.
That's what they say. They're going to cave anyway. This is the beginning of the caving.
Yes. They're trying to get more people also into their Microsoft 365.
Well, yeah, The big problem is, if you're going to move off of Windows 10 on a perfectly good computer, you have to buy a new computer.
Not me.
Yeah, no. You got to go to Linux on that one.
Okay, devastating Spectre CPU bug returns to haunt Intel processors. Researchers at ETH Zurich have found a branch privilege injection bug that bypasses Intel Spectre protections and affects most modern Intel CPUs. Intel has issued yet another patch for its Raptor Lake chips as well. That was a big deal a couple of years ago. Spectre thing.
It's back.
Yep. Somebody found a way around it.
Mm-hmm.
Security flaw found in GIMP. Avoid opening this file type until it's fixed. A security vulnerability involving one image type can allow malicious code to be executed on your system. The current edition of GIMP version 3.0.2 has a security vulnerability that could be exploited and inject malicious code. The developers released GIMP 3 back in March, then followed it up a week later with version 3.02. A more recent update yet is not available. Security researchers from Trend Micro Zero Day Initiative have discovered a security vulnerability in GIMP 3.02, which they labeled ZDICAN26752. It involves a potential buffer overflow due to insufficient validation. More specifically, the vulnerability occurs when an ICO file is much larger than its stated image size. The creator of the ICO file can specify any dimensions for the image, but the actual dimensions may be larger, which results in a calculated buffer size that's too small. When the buffer overflows, malicious code cleverly placed in memory can be executed.
Well, if they haven't issued a CVE ID, this is kind of like a zero-day thing. And if you notice, most of the open source communities fix these things faster than the companies like Microsoft.
Okay, fake PayPal email lets hackers access computer and bank accounts. Scammers are evolving beyond fake emails, taking over computers and bank accounts in real time. Here's what happened to John in his own words. I mistakenly responded to a false PayPal email notifying me of a laptop purchase. I get them all the time. The message looked real, and I called the number listed. The person on the phone gave me a strange number to enter into my browser, which installed an app that took over control of my PC. A warning popped up saying, "Software updating, do not turn off PC." I could see my entire file system being scanned. The scammer accessed my bank account, transferred money between accounts. He told me to leave the PC running and go back to the bank, keeping him on the phone without telling anyone what was happening. I shut down everything, contacted the bank, and changed my passwords. This type of scam is known as a remote access scam. It often begins with a fake email that appears to come from a trusted company like PayPal. The message claims that there's an issue, such as an unauthorized charge, and urges the victim to call a phone number or click a link. Once the scammer makes contact, they guide the victim to enter codes into the browser or install a program, claiming it will fix the problem. In reality, this grants the scammer full control of the victim's computer. I get those emails weekly.
Yeah, me too. I don't have a PayPal account.
Yep, two or three fake things about purchases I just made. And then yep. If there's any question, do this.
I got this week. I got two emails and a couple of texts saying that I have not paid my Easy Pass, and they're gonna come and get me. Well, I closed my Easy Pass account because it doesn't work out here in Arizona. There's no easy pass out here.
You got away from the highest toll in the country, too, didn't you, Joe?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Arizona's kind of cool. They don't have any toll roads. None at all. But your auto registration is tied to the blue book value of the car. So registering my Tesla is about $400 a year. And that was a shocker when we've been paying 45. Is it 45 still out in Pennsylvania?
Yeah,
is it
something like that.
Yeah.
All righty. 2,800 websites used to spread AMOS, A-M-O-S, a widespread campaign known as Mac Reaper, has compromised more than 2,800 legitimate websites and redirected visitors to an infection process designed specifically for Apple computers. The operation relies on visual trust signals, including a convincing fake of the Google's reCAPTCHA, along with hidden clipboard code that ends with installation of Atomic macOS Stealer malware, a data harvesting info stealer distributed through Telegram. When a Mac user visits one of the compromised websites, they don't see the page they were expecting. Instead, the site displays a full screen imitation of Google's familiar reCAPTCHA box. The fake reCAPTCHA appears harmless, simply asking the users to click "I'm not a robot." However, when the user clicks the box, a hidden command is silently copied to their clipboard. Immediately afterwards, the page displays a friendly message, complete with familiar macOS keyboard shortcut visuals, explicitly instructing the users to open the terminal and paste what they've copied. If the user follows the instructions, the command downloads and runs the malicious file known as the Atomic macOS Stealer. That's what AMOS stands for. This trick is specifically targeted at Mac users. I didn't know the Apple got infected, Joe. Yes, yes, we did. It's just a lot of people are under that false pretense. Okay. Driverless car company Waymo recalls more than 1,200 vehicles after collisions. Waymo, known for its robo-taxis, is recalling hundreds of cars after announcing plans to test manually driven vehicles in 2025. I wonder how many telephone poles they went up.
I see them quite a bit in the Phoenix area.
Do you?
Yeah. And they have one that isn't as ugly, what looks like a old 1960s police light that's actually the scanner on top of it. Mm-hmm. But it's really, really funny to watch people do that.
Okay. Next story, EV and solar tax credits would end this year under a proposed plan. The proposal would mean an early expiration date for several energy-related federal tax incentives. Data on sale. While the U.S. Consumer Protection, Financial Protection Bureau cites policy shifts and legal concerns, critics argue the move undermines consumer privacy protections. The U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has withdrawn a proposed rule that would have restricted data brokers from selling U.S. citizens' personal and financial information. The decision, announced Wednesday in the Federal Register, marks a significant reversal in the consumer protection efforts and raises serious concerns about the security of sensitive personal data. With the CFPB stepping back from regulating data brokers, American consumers faced intensified risks of identity theft, behavioral profiling, and discriminatory targeting. This regulatory withdrawal significantly undermines public trust in the digital economy. That's one that I think is a serious mistake.
Yeah.
Okay, YouTube wants to place ads at the most exciting moments of its video. The new feature will allow content creators to target ads for segments that viewers are actually watching. Windows.
It's not just YouTube.
Yep.
Windows. It's not just YouTube. I'm seeing it with Freevee, which is the supposedly free version of Prime Video, but I'm starting to see more and more advertisements on Prime Video, on Netflix, and they always catch it at one of those exciting moments. Irritating.
Yes, for sure. Windows 11 starts giving custom advice based on your PC hardware. The new feature is currently being tested and is expected to roll out to all users in the next few weeks. AI PCs rely on NPUs, so what exactly is the newfangled chips? All PCs will soon have neural processing units. Learn everything you need to know about NPUs and whether you need to care or not. CPUs and GPUs are old news. These days, the cutting edge is all about NPUs, and the hardware manufacturers are taking up NPU performance. The NPU is a computer component designed to accelerate AI tasks in a powerful, efficient manner, paving the way for the new Windows desktop applications with powerful AI features. I'm getting sick of AI. That's the plan anyway. All PCs will eventually have NPUs. But at the moment, only some laptops have them. NPU stands for Neural Processing Unit. It's a special kind of processor that's optimized for AI and machine learning. The name comes from the fact that AI models use neural networks. The neural network is, in layman's term, a vast mesh of interconnected nodes that pass information between them. The whole idea was modeled after the way our own human brain works. An NPU isn't a separate device that you buy and plug in as you would with a GPU, for example. Instead, an NPU is a packaged as part of a modern processor platform, like Intel's Core Ultra, AMD's Ryzen AI, Qualcomm's Snapdragon X Elite, and Snapdragon X Plus. These platforms have CPU along with integrated GPU and NPU. That's a mouthful, isn't it, Joe?
P-U.
Yes, that too. Okay, it's time for me to draw my magic line in the news, because we've gotten to the point where I'd like to remind everybody that on 5dradio.com's website, there's a club link thing at the top. You can click on and get information about some computer clubs. We closely follow the mainline Mac users group. They have a website, www.mlmug.org. It's too early, I think, to get June's meetings information, so Tony will get that as it becomes available. Also, emails. Let's get to the emails. We do have some emails here. No, we have one email.
Yep,
only one person likes us this week.
You've got mail.
That came from James, and he sent a link to a story, linked to the BBC News, and it's about legacy OS, legacy operating systems. And it's an interesting story because I read it. Do you know there's people still using Windows 3.1, Joe?
There are people using Windows 95.
Yep.
And Windows 98. But XP is a definite hang-on. NT, obviously, also. But, yeah.
When I tell you the next one, you won't use an elevator anymore. Elevators use Windows XP.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Mac machines, those money things, those machines that spit out money when you give them the code and your card, they also run on Windows XP. So, it's
yeah,
an interesting story.
A lot of point-of-sale devices, too.
Yes. So, they made the operating system so good, nobody wants to get rid of them. How about that?
Well, as they say, if it works, don't fix it.
Are you tuning the shortwave bands with your cat's whisker, Joe?
My cat is definitely doing a being especially annoying because I'm not giving him enough attention right now.
Well, I know how that goes, but anyway, that leads us to ham radio. And one thing I wanted to mention was when I started in ham radio through a Cub Scout merit badge thingy, one of the things was to build a crystal radio set using a crystal. And one of the things you could do, they call them, by the way, cat's whiskers to tune the crystal. But the usually it was a safety pin or something like that. That touched various parts of the crystal unit that you had. And you could also use a razor blade. Did you know that, Joe?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, yeah. Well, you know what? Remember the days that you you got a crystal that resonated at a particular frequency?
Yes.
And you could play with it to go off frequency and tune it a little bit up and a little bit down. We called it rock bending.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
I do. You get a piece of crystal material, and you put it in an enclosure, and it's supposed to vibrate at a certain frequency, and that's how you used to control your radio transmitter.
So, yeah, and most AM stations still use them, don't they?
Yes. They call them crystal controlled. Okay, that's because they don't change frequency. They're on a steady frequency. Your picture just flickered.
Yeah, well, that's because it froze, and I wanted to get it back for you.
Okay. Alrighty. Ham radio, it's a very interesting hobby. Joe and I have our licenses, several of our listeners to the show have their licenses, and we keep enticing more and more people to get their licenses. I was out at the Radio Shack store in New Holland. Funny how your mind blanks out. We have a real live Radio Shack store out here in New Holland, which is about 12 minutes from where I am. And I stopped in this week, and I have a buddy that owns the store. And he wasn't in, but a new guy was there. And I said, "You got your license yet?" And he says, "They're making me get my license because everybody, every employee of the store has to have a ham license."
Right.
And they are selling more and more ham equipment there.
Yep. Yep.
So.
You have a class of, if I remember correctly, you have a class of license, ham radio license, that you can't get anymore. Isn't that right?
No. No, oh, I have a general.
Oh, I thought you had an advanced.
No.
It's not much different.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, can do almost everything any other class license does. Alrighty, with that said, I think we've talked enough ham. We have a lot of stuff to get to yet, so do you have anything you wanted to...
We went through ham. Did you play any PSAs?
I didn't. Alright, you want me to play the one?
Yeah, at least one.
Okay, let me find it here. Here we go.
It's worse than I feared.
What is it?
I'm afraid your son has the knack.
Oh, no, this one's good.
The knack?
Yeah, I'd rather...
The knack. It's a rare condition characterized by an extreme intuition about all things mechanical and electrical, and utter social ineptitude.
Can he lead a normal life?
No. You'll be an engineer.
Oh, no!
There, there. Don't blame yourself.
That's cute, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. Is that in the rotation during the week on...
No, there's too much other stuff. When people tune into the stream, they either want the Lincoln Radio Journal or they want the show, so I don't have too much in there.
Okay.
Maybe I'll change one of them out and put that in there. Okay. Anyway, getting back to the news, you don't have anything you want to add, do you?
No. You're good. This is a time of year when there is new news is rare.
Well, I've been finding a lot of news, and it's kind of easy right now. Alrighty, Google now injects hyper-personalized ads into third-party AI chats, admits its antitrust backlash. The tech giant is looking to get a slice of the inevitably lucrative market for ads embedded in generative AI assistants. According to reports, the Google AdSense network expanded to include chatbot conversations earlier this year after it tested the capability last year. Particularly, according to anonymous sources, it is working with AI search startups iAsk and Liner. Liner, however you pronounce it. Okay, 89 million Steam accounts hacked. Here's what to do. The news is less scary than it sounds, but you should review your account security. If you got hacked, change your password. Hey Cortana becomes Hey Copilot in Windows 11. Microsoft has a new wake word to launch Copilot with Windows 11. So, I like these wake words. Hey Copilot. Microsoft fixes over 70 security flaws in Office, Windows, and Azure. The monthly security update for May addressed numerous critical and high security vulnerabilities across Microsoft products and services. Psych Max is going to be HBO Max again, from HBO Max to Max and then back again. I guess they can't make up their minds on what they want to call themselves. Trump to sign a bill banning deepfakes, non-consensual images. The bipartisan Take It Down Act passed swiftly in both the House and the Senate and has been championed by First Lady Melania Trump. Hackers are spreading fake password manager ransomware via Bing ads. A group of hackers has infected PCs with a modified version of KeePass, stealing passwords and locking down computers to demand payment. Nothing is sacred out there anymore. Ventiva's fanless cooling wants to revolutionize tomorrow's laptops. At Computex, Ventiva is showing off how it can cool 100 watts of thermal power and a laptop without the need for fan. That's well beyond the needs of a productivity laptop. Yes, if they get rid of the fan, they'll get rid of some problems, because people just let the dust build up in your laptop. Hey, people out there, you have laptops. Did you know you're supposed to clean the dust out of them? There's a intake, and there's a place where the fan blows air out. And you need to find out where the air goes in and goes out, and you need to give it a shot of an air-compressed can and clean the dust out.
Yeah, I have one that you can plug into 110 because I was going through so many cans of canned air.
Speaking of your fan on a laptop, did you know when you put your laptop on your lap or a bed and block the airflow, you're causing your laptop to heat up to the point where it can cause damage?
Yeah, you should never put it on a blanket or a pillow. what works well if you're going to use your laptop in bed is one of those breakfast things that are hard, you know, like wooden or whatever.
So you need something hard so it doesn't fill the fan holes.
Right, exactly.
Next story, meet Windows Edit, a new command line app for power users. Microsoft is previewing new tools for enthusiasts and developers at Microsoft Build, including the addition of Edit App and what could be an extremely useful tweak to Winget to set up a new PC. It's hard to not to see Edit as a replacement for Notepad, the generally utilitarian interface that could be used for editing all kinds of things. Users have also access to Windows subsystem for Linux, which allows access to text editors like Vim, V-I-M, which can also be used to run within Windows. I've not heard of Vim.
It's actually a Linux editor, text editor. It's a version of VI, which is on every version of Linux.
Okay. It looks like some of the news reprinted some of the stuff I had before.
Yeah, so, the layoffs and stuff like that. Let's see.
Acer's new Predator gaming laptop uses graphene for supercharged cooling. Graphene is used for supercharged cooling for various applications. It offers better thermal conductivity than materials like graphite and aluminum. Researchers have used graphene films to improve the thermal conductivity for heat pipes. The combination of passive and active cooling makes graphene effective for nanoscale applications.
Do you remember when the first time graphene came up? It was named Buckminster Fullerene after Buckminster Fuller.
Wasn't that Bucky Balls or something like that?
Bucky Balls, yeah.
Yes. Yes, I remember that. Okay. AMD launches monstrous new Ryzen Threadripper CPU to challenge Intel's workstation dominance. How about that? The war is on. As the demand for AI and VFX workstations grow, AMD is challenging Intel's dominance in the segment with Threadripper Pro 9000, which offers only 96 cores.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah. The two new families of Threadripper 9000 CPUs for workstation high-end desktop PCs with a process shrink, higher boost clock speeds, and AMD's latest Zen 5 architecture.
Yeah, I'm waiting till they name a CPU the Thunderbolt Grease Slapper.
Hey, that's a good name. Submit it, Joe. Microsoft-backed no-code AI startup filed for bankruptcy. Builder.ai, which has raised upwards of $450 million since 2018, enters insolvency proceedings in the UK. Wow. Windows quietly tests AI power management and redesigned widgets. Microsoft's latest Windows Insider builds add some interesting new features, including an unexpected automatic power management feature, Copilot widgets, and click-to-do functions. Whoop-de-doo. You like that? AMD's Radeon RX 9060 XT beats NVIDIA's RTX 5060 Ti for a lot less cash. The war is on. Google brings AI power search to all U.S. users. Google is making its AI-powered AI mode searches summaries for default operations for U.S. users searching on Google, making the traditional list of links harder to find. Google is baking Gemini AI into Chrome. Google is following Microsoft and adding Google Gemini AI Assistant into the Chrome browser.
And it's very annoying.
I am getting so sick of AI everywhere you turn. Facebook is loaded with AI stuff. including I read something. I clicked on one because I wanted to see what was there, and it was nothing but baloney.
Baloney.
Yeah, baloney.
Real baloney.
Yep. Google's using AI to allow you to try clothes on before you buy. Google is using AI to allow you to upload a photo and virtually try clothes on before you buy them. Google's convinced that it works. I'm not. I'm not sure I'd want to do that. I want to see it, touch it, feel it. Google AI Ultra is the new Lux AI subscription service for only $250 a month. And for that, Google Ultra subscription provides the best of what Google offers in AI. Are you going to jump on that, Joe? $250
a month? Just $250 a month.
That's insane. There's finally an AI feature in Gmail worth waiting for. I like Gmail just the way it is. I don't even like the changes they've made in it. Cleaning up your Gmail inbox is like going to the dentist. It's painful and can cost you money. Now Google is applying its Gemini AI to the task. Google's also expanding its predictive capabilities, adding personalized smart replies that use your tone phasing knowledge of your inbox. Google's demonstration of the technology offered responses of several sentences, which is always a bit risky. You want to monitor these, that's for sure. Let's see. Oh, this next item is cool. Really cool. Here it is. The new eGPU dock from ASUS supports any graphics card. And without reading the story, here's the deal. You buy a graphics card and slap it into your PC. You remove the case, maybe replace the card that's in there, put it into the slot and so forth. Well, you don't have to take the cover off anymore. This one, you just plug it into the dock and you can change any graphics card without going into your computer case. I think that's cool.
Pretty cool. Yes, that is pretty cool.
And it comes with its own power supply, too. Inboxes are getting spammed with racist Ring sign-up emails. Did you get a legit-looking and potentially even racist email from Ring asking you to verify a new Ring account that you never requested? You're not the only one. The Ring subreddit is blowing up with reports from puzzled users. Need I say more? All kinds of stuff going on. Okay, Netflix will stop working on older Amazon Fire TV devices next month. As announced via email to affected users, Netflix is discontinuing support for certain older Fire TV devices starting in June. That's next week. Here's a story that may catch you. This mom's teen watched porn on her laptop, and now she's suing for $200,000. A Kansas woman is suing several pornography providers because her 14-year-old son wasn't prevented access and now suffers from mental trauma. As reported by Fox News and later by 404 Media, the mother wanted to prevent her underage child from being exposed to pornographic content while he was still at an important developmental age in his life. She was monitoring all devices closely, but overlooked the fact that an old laptop was still in working order and within the child's reach. How do you like that one, Joe?
Yeah, I don't know whose fault that is, but I don't know if she's really got a case.
She's not going to get $200,000.
Yeah, yeah.
She might get $15,000 just to settle and say, go away. Warning, malicious Chrome extensions found mimicking legit tools. Extensions in Chrome Web Store were found as secretly stealing data and running malware. Security researchers at Domain Tools warned there are hundreds of Chrome extensions stealing data and running malware on the sly, according to Bleeping Computers. We've had several stories about extensions in your web browser. And
hey, Gene, let's click back to that mom's suing.
Yes.
This is the perfect reason why you should have a user account for your kids that is controlled, that doesn't have privileges.
Yes.
So that is one of the things that I would advise most parents, especially of young kids and teens, that you want to monitor. Make sure they don't have access to the privileged account.
What I'm going to suggest, in other words, is any computer that you have set up with two accounts, an administrative account for you and a family account that does not have administrative privileges. That's what
right.
Joe's trying to say. That
might right. In many cases, you can put child controls on those.
Yes. Okay. Alrighty, opening the cartridge for...
We're getting pretty close, Gene.
Yep. You got about 3 minutes left. Signal blocks Windows recall, all seeing AI screenshots with a clever DRM hack. Signal's privacy focus doesn't just jibe with Windows recall's desire to record everything you do forever, so it's using a standard DRM block to blank out conversations. Okay. Chrome will offer to replace your worst passwords with one click. How do you like that one, Joe? Chrome can replace your passwords.
Well, that's a good thing, but to be honest with you, if you've got two-factor authentication on anything, your password is irrelevant anymore.
Yes, that could save you. But still don't use the same password for every account you have.
No, because not all of them support multi-factor authentication.
Yes. Chrome, oh, by the way, I had to sign up for an account for something from Maria, and it wanted at least 15 digits, combination letters, numbers,
yep.
capitals, and punctuation. 15 characters total, minimum.
Well, Chrome will auto-generate passwords like that. I had an interesting one yesterday where I needed to add a PIN, so that was another layer. And usually the PINs are 4 or 6 numbers or letters and numbers. This one asked for 5. I thought that was unusual.
Yep. Okay, have you heard of Ascension Healthcare? If you have an Ascension Healthcare account, data breach exposes 430,000 patient records. Here we go again. This must be about the 7th or 8th one we reported in the last couple of months.
Yep.
Let's see. I don't think we have time for this next story, so I think we're going to have to let it ride. Anyway, Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024 fixes 5,000-plus bugs with massive update. And with that, Joe, it's time for you and me to say 73. We have totally run out of time. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 8 o'clock for another segment of the Computer Corner Radio Show. And remember, you can get our podcasts at 5dradio.com. You can also email us during the week to gene@5dradio.com. WCHE 1520 Westchester.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale about my virtual trip. It started from my IBM with a simple little click. I tried to surf the internet, but things did not go well. I wound up in a chat room with some cyber geeks from hell. He's trapped in cyber hell. They won't. I bet.